time to deliver.
Good morning.
Morning.
Where were we? What's the first thing up here? What came first? That reminds me. Have you ever bought anything from Amazon? Anybody here ever bought anything from Amazon? I went on to Amazon and I ordered a chicken and an egg. I'll let you know. I hope everyone is having a beautiful morning. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on, different agenda items, a couple of corrections. One is we are closed Monday. It's President's Day. I didn't catch that until it was too late and the bulletin had gone to press, so I want you to be aware of that. We do have our mission opportunity, Just Grill, the 21st here. That's going to be coming up this Tuesday. Am I right? Wednesday. Thank you, Deb Gunther. So if you can, anybody ever eat food, Just Grill, Iliff and Buckley. Good restaurant, wonderful menu. You just buy some food. Do we need the certificate? There's some certificates back there to help you remember and what have you. You buy food, you eat food, and they give a portion to the church. So that's a no-brainer, amen? On the table this morning, we have some cactus, some succulents. Linda Emerson is helping us do that for our table. This is the first Sunday of Lent, and so Lent, the wilderness, a little bit of desert, maybe an appropriate time of contemplation at any rate. So there are also some succulents out in the narthex, and if you would like to take one home and plant it, she says water it. Once every 2 weeks or once every week and a half, something like that. Okay, so not too much, just enough. So if you are interested in succulents and what have you. Other things by way of good words for our gathering for this coming week. What else is going on? What do we need to be aware of? Stephanie Iverson, why don't you tell us a little bit about that Vacation Bible School promo thing that you were just telling me about this morning? How many of you know what Vacation Bible School is? We have been doing, how many years have we been doing it, Miss Stephanie? Since right before the invention of light.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty close. So this year's theme is scuba. So we're going to be underwater. We're going to be doing this 17th through the 21st of June. And I've been putting together a registry. So if anybody would like to go on and donate towards items that we're going to need for Vacation Bible School, then that link will be pushed out this next week. So, but there'll be a way for us to actually purchase the items without having to have the church foot the entire bill.
Okay. Do you understand what's going on there? We can go there and we can donate to a Vacation Bible School purchase item directly, and it saves having to donate to the church, and the church have to pay Stephanie and Stephanie have to chase it down. She will send out that information. We'll send that out through a church email. Good. Other things. What else for the good of the order this morning as we're gathering?
I have something, Peter.
Please, Ellen.
I'm helping a little girl, 9-year-old, support selling Girl Scout cookies, and I do have a way for you to easily order by scanning a QR code, and they will bring it right to your house. Or you can do it online, and they'll bring it right to your house. If anybody's interested, let me know.
Okay. And tell me what it is we're ordering.
Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies. Oh, temptations. Okay. Yum. Very good. Talk to Ellen about that as well. Something else right in the front of my mind, and it went right by when Ellen was talking. And it went by so fast I didn't get the license plate number. It's not there. We will be all right. We'll figure it out as we go. Anything else for the good of the order? This is the first Sunday of Lent. We are on a journey. Are you ready for that journey? Didn't sound very ready. Are you ready for that journey?
Yes.
Amen. Stand up, wave hello to one another. Let's prepare for our call to worship.
Which one did arrive first?
What?
Which one did arrive first?
Well, I haven't come yet.
Good morning. Morning. Please join me for the call worship. God is our refuge and our habitation, present in all times, in all places. God has given us an inheritance and lead us from times of places of oppression. The Most High delivers those who love God and protects those who know God's name. God's word is on our lips and in our hearts as we come together for worship and renewal. God came to our ancestors and brought them safely through the desert and tribulation. God is present to us in our daily lives today, this very moment, leading us through the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, various passages. So, if you're going to follow along in the Bible, you're going to get a little bit of aerobic reading this morning. But it's chapter 17, verses 4 through 6, 38 to 40, 48 to 51. Hear these words, and you should know this story by heart. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had grievous of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk, but he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I am not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi, and put them in his shepherd's bag. In the pouch, his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." When the Philistine drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran, stood over the Philistine. He grasped Goliath's sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him. Then he cut off Goliath's head with it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, be upstanding for the hymn, which is "The Gift of Love," number 408. Though I may speak with bravest fire and have the gift to all inspire and have not love, my words are vain as sounding brass and hopeless gain. Though I may give all I possess, and striving so my love profess, but not begin my love within, the prophet soon turns strangely. Come, Spirit, come, our hearts control, our spirits long to be made whole. Let inward love guide every deed, by this we worship and are free. Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm the guest of mission chair, and talking about missions today, our main thing is that we help Aurora Interfaith Community Services, the Women of Faith, every month. Supports Aurora Interfaith by making up bags of personal items. And we are always in need of gallon Ziploc bags, toothpaste, toothbrushes, combs, lotion, deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, soap, razors, toilet paper, small tissue packets, and lip gloss. We put these in Ziploc bags, and then we take them to Aurora Interfaith. Although Aurora Interfaith is a food bank, these items help not only emergency kits, but our everyday baskets that we give out also. And to break down, Sandy breaks down large bottles of shampoo and conditioner. So we also need small and or medium and large prescription bottles to put the shampoo and conditioner in. So thank you very much if you can support in any way for that. And when we do the crop fundraisers, at the end of the year, 25% goes to Aurora Interfaith. So we're supporting them in many different ways. So thank you.
Thank you, Deb Gunther. She does good work keeping us on track, keeping us focused. A church without mission is like a torch without flame. Bishop Roy Sano quoting, I can't remember who he was quoting, but I remember Bishop Roy saying it. Amen. By way of concerns, you see some of those continuing concerns on the back of the bulletin, and we're going to continue to lift them and pray. Ongoing things, different places, tragedies, and I have to lift a little something. After the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs baseball team, was it a baseball team that won? All right, that was a joke. That's a joke. All right. Anyway, they were having a celebration, and a bit of violence broke out. There were over a million people there, and so if two young people misbehaved, it made the news. But what percentage was going amiss? It's a pretty small number. I'm not a mathematician, but two out of over a million. Sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves. should not have happened at all, agreed. But let us acknowledge that there are a lot of good people. There is a lot of good, and God is in the midst of all of that good. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Prayers for those who were impacted by that violence, not to deny that at all. Other concerns, what else can we lift this morning? What else should be aware of as our family is about gathering? I remember what the other thing was. I'll say that in a minute. Other concerns. Michael, Richard Schneer has his arm up. And while you're taking the microphone to him, he's the one I wanted to acknowledge. How many of you walked on sidewalks that were not covered with snow this morning here at the church? Tell Richard thank you. Well done, my friend.
No, I just want to say among the concerns, the interfaith, you listed a number of items that you would like to have. Could we get those and put them out on a email blast or something? Because I didn't record them all in my head.
Deb Gunther is very good at that, well organized. So yeah, we'll get those. Get a list. So
a list of the needed items.
And tell us, Deb, which items we get too many of and which we don't get enough of, because we might end up with a whole room full of toilet paper and nothing else. Sometimes with a little bit of organization there. All right, other concerns? Thank you for that, Richard, and for your shoveling and what have you. All right. By way of celebration, do you have other celebrations? I did celebrate Rich for his works. He just enjoys playing with a snowblower. It's like having your own private ATV and all, and he goes out and has just a blast in the snow. Nalu told me that one day he was shoveling snow and he came in and he says, "That's the most fun I've had in the snow in a long time." He said, "So, anybody who wants to have fun on that, you let us know. We'll set you up." By way of celebrations, what's today? What's the date? The 18th, all day. Thursday, Krista Braymiller has a birthday. And by the way, we haven't acknowledged and said good morning to all of our online visitors. We get as many online visitors as we have in person nowadays. Did you realize that? And boy, they're all over the country. Krista in New York. Stephanie Weifenbach having a birthday on Thursday. This fellow, I don't know if I know him. Mike Sumrall? Sumrax? Michael, do you want to tell us how old, how young you're going to be or no?
Seventy-three
years young. Happy birthday on Saturday to Mike and two cats and a million bees. Are there others?
20,000.
Are there other birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions that we want to acknowledge? Thank you for all who helped put together and worship on Ash Wednesday. We began Ash Wednesday with the imposition of ashes, and we are in that season of Lent, and we have to contemplate what that means to us. We will do some of that in the sermon. Any other prayers for the community? If not, let's join in the unison prayer. You find it in your worship bulletin. Let us read responsively. Almighty God, inscribe upon our hearts the Maker's mark. Indelible. The Word of God, love, beautifully written, heartfelt, so that all God's people might know we are one family, children along with all humans. We are one family together through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent prayer and meditation. Loving Lord God, thank you for calling us to be your Valentine,
to be one of heart with you, to find in you the love that is love of all humanity, the love that brought us Jesus Christ, the love that has given us the Holy Spirit, the love that is always with us at all times, in all places, especially, Lord, when our hearts are heavy. You are ever with us, Lord. You hear always our prayers. You respond always. Help us understand that sometimes you answer us with no or not now. Help us understand in your wisdom you will always do what is best for us, despite what we might think is best for us. And Lord, be with us as we face this world around us, as we journey with Christ into the wilderness to contemplate carefully where we are in the world, whose we are in the world, where you have gifted us, how we should respond, and how we should offer Christ with those gifts. Lord God, you have gifted us with this place, this church, this family. You have gifted us with homes and roofs over our head and food on our tables, clothing, all of the things in abundance. We need to pause, Lord, and be grateful, and sometimes we neglect to do so. Hear us as we pause and offer up our repentance. Be with us, Lord, as we journey forward. Be with us as we seek to grow closer to you through Christ, and as he guides us to love one another, all of those others, all of the time in your name. Hear us, Lord, as we gather as this church family with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your gifts of prayer, your gifts of support, your gifts of presence. Thank you for memorial gifts. Especially, we're contemplating work on some stained glass windows, and we are excited about that. You'll hear more about that in the days that come. I have one other thing just to offer up to you. I received in mail a bill from Johnson Controls for $43,283 from a collection agency. I staggered to my desk and sat down, and some of you may not know the whole history that we've had with Johnson Control. It is convoluted. I need to just jump to the end. It was addressed to someone else, not us. God is good. All the time, God is good. Let us hear a celebration of our offertory.
Our next scripture reading for the morning comes from the Gospels from Mark, chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. And so if you're willing and able, please stand. Hear these words. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The word of the Lord. So remain standing as Stephanie and all who wish to join in come up for the VBS video. Come on, kids.
Come on, Sioskana.
Thank you.
Hey, kids, one more. I am is ego I may. Say it with me. Ego I may. You didn't do very good on that. Everybody help them. Ego I may. Ego I may. I am. I am. Is it my turn? I am up. Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. It was on Ash Wednesday. How many of you got a Valentine of some kind or did something or ate chocolate or did something? Melissa, did we do anything on Valentine's Day? Yes, we have champagne. Sparkling grape juice is what we have, but it's very important. February, all February, we wait for champagne. Happy Valentine's. And what an appropriate Valentine here. Here's Jesus' baptism. Yay, hooray. Isn't that a great baptism? Don't you love baptisms? It's been a little while since we've had an infant baptism. We've had one or two here, but we have had the opportunity to have an adult baptism. Kelly was a good gift, and I baptized Jim here. It was a wonderful time. We had that. Sometimes Kelly was good. He was nice and quiet. He didn't cry. But sometimes babies cry when you baptize them. They get a little fussy. They're nervous because mom and dad are nervous. And they pick up on that. Kids pick up on those things, don't they? There's something to think about there. They pick up on excitement. They pick up on fear. They pick up on faith. All right, we stepped aside a little bit. Let's come back. Doing a baptism, you take a baby. And often when I take the baby from mom and dad, it looks at me like, who the heck are you? And my microphone's right here, so they always want to grab it and eat it. Looks kind of tasty, but then if I get them distracted with the water, usually they get pretty quiet and enjoy it, and it's pretty calm, and everybody's all smiles. And if the kids don't calm down and they cry, I just give them back to mom and dad. So it all works out. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a lovely ceremony. It's a lovely thing. I have never even seen an immersion baptism. Although I love hot tubs and swimming pools, I thought, you know, I might be in the wrong denomination. I don't know for sure there, but immersion baptism is allowed in the United Methodist Church, by the way. Trustees, can we get a pool put in up here? I'm not seeing any nodding heads. That's all right. But here is the baptism, an appropriate Valentine's Day sort of thing. And God's affirmation. The heavens, they're torn apart. I've never liked that turn of phrase. I've searched and went back and tried to look at the Greek to find out what the word was, but torn apart, opened, split, they all fit in there. And I guess torn apart's as appropriate as any of them. But God doesn't, I don't feel like, tears the heavens apart for the Holy Spirit, the dove, to descend. It's, they open like a curtain. At any rate, the dove, the Holy Spirit descends is down there, and we hear God's word. And the translations from the Greek get stirred around. You heard Mark read it. It says, "You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I'm used to saying, "You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." It's just a different phraseology. Same thing. God seeing Jesus, his heart given to us. The heart of God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit with us. And with baptism, there's always joy and there's always celebration. And afterwards, there's pictures, and you got to get pictures of everybody together and memorialize it and all of that. And sometimes the pastor and family get invited out to the family dinners, and those are always yummy and nice. And then, of course, your tummy is full, so you want to take a good nap. Beautiful day. Lovely affairs. And fits nicely with our Old Testament passage of David and Goliath, doesn't it? I tell you, this is what came in the lectionary. How are you going to tie David and Goliath together with Jesus' baptism? And by the way, you saw that the scripture was all chopped up. I did most of that. I could have had Mark read all 51 verses, we'd still be reading. Sometimes we get lost when it's too long. We need to just get the salient points there. I hope that's all right with everyone. But Goliath is they use weird words to describe his height and spans and feet, and, you know, it's like how many horses. They measure horses in hands. Thank you. It's the gray here. But Goliath, he's over 8 feet tall. He's a big cahoot. Who's the tallest football player, basketball player? What are the, some of them are up there in the 12 and 15 feet range, aren't they? How tall is the tallest basketball player? Anybody know? We got some 7-footers, don't we? I remember when Dan was our organist, filled in, or he was here before you got to come back. He was 6'3". That was way too tall for me already. Lovely fellow. And he sends his love, by the way. But Goliath's a big galoot. He's a Goliath. And it's a humorous scene there. You know, sometimes we don't think the Bible is full of humor, but here is David. Saul puts his armor on David, and I can just see the picture of it. He puts on all the armor, and he puts on the sheaves, and then he puts on the, and he can't move. He's just stuck there. There's no way little old David, this shape herder, he can't move. He says it politely. He says, I am uncomfortable in it. There's humor there. This armor, it's not for him. It's Saul's armor. It's wonderful. And kings had awesome armor that made them invulnerable, and they could beat on each other for hours at a time in battles. But David just takes it all off and takes his bag and his sling. David is not unarmed. He is not unarmed. Certainly he has the sling. And he goes down in the wadi. What's a wadi? How many of you know what a wadi is? It's kind of a, Ron, it's a little creek, right? A little runnel of a place for water. Sometimes it's wet and sometimes it's dry. Okay. These are community sermons. We work them all together. He goes down there and he searches for a smooth stone. And I'm perplexed over this for hours. I hate to tell you, but was he searching for a perfectly round stone or for a flat one? I always look for the flat one so I can skip him across water. But if you had it in a sling and you shot it, it might veer or turn. You know how spinning objects do weird things. Baseball players can throw curveballs. Well, it's a worry. But he gets stones. He picks several smooth stones out of the wadi there and puts them in his bag, and he comes forward. And he says to Goliath, you have come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the God of hosts. He is not unarmed. He is armed with the Lord of hosts, and he prevails. He uses the slingshot and he slays Goliath. And it is the epitome of stories when we hear a small entity defeating a large one. It's always a David and Goliath story. So those names are embedded in our history. Intriguingly, people don't always understand when we say this is a David and Goliath. They may not have any reference because they're not biblically astute. But it's a great time to preach a little. I was getting my hair cut, and we said something about he was a good Samaritan. Neither one of the haircutters had ever heard of the Samaritan in the Bible. We had a little Bible lesson there. And you know, they stopped and listened. And the one said, I'd never heard that before. And her eyes were open just a little bit there. It was kind of interesting. I hadn't expected to do that at the hair cutting place. I'm lost. He kills Goliath, David and Goliath. He slays him, and he is dead. But then the scripture goes on. He goes over and he takes Goliath's sword and beheads him with his own sword. And it helps us reflect back on the times. They were brutal times. And this would not have been seen as brutal in any way, but as appropriate. So we need to understand some of our history and where that's about and how all things fit together there. But with their champion defeated, the Philistines flee. It is the defeat of their entire army because their 8-foot giant is slain by a shepherd boy named David. We're going to go back to Jesus' baptism. Hang on. I'll try it all to get to tie it all together in the end. I'll try here, but the love, we were there with the dove, you recall. And the heavens parted and the dove descends, and it is God speaking, and the dove is there. And afterward there was a nice meal, and they all sat down, and everyone gathered, and they shared gifts, and they took photos. No, none of that happened. Immediately, Ethius, right, Richard? Ethius. I thought I would never remember the Greek word for immediately. Ethius. Immediately, Jesus is out into the wilderness. God says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." It is that moment, and immediately, he's taken out into the wilderness, out to face the temptations, out to put on his armor. See how I tied that together? I did make it work, didn't I? There was the armor of Saul and the armor of David, or the lack of armor there. And herein, Jesus is putting on Jesus' armor. We need to think about that. You wouldn't think Jesus would need armor, but he is fully human. Like us, well, like me, I don't know about the rest of you. I'm guessing you are, but fully human. What kind of armor should we be wearing? What armor do we wear? And is it appropriate? I kind of liked the COVID time. You remember we were in COVID and we all had to stay home, and then when we're out in public, we put on
masks, and you couldn't understand each other. And
I kind of like that. Help people stay away from me. Sometimes I just don't like to be around people. It just, there's too much risk that they may be somebody I wouldn't like. You know what I'm saying? They just might be some of those other folks, and I just want to isolate myself away. So I build up walls. And lately, I've been building up more walls. There's political rancor going on. I remember in high school and college, I couldn't care what religious group you were with or who you were voting for president. None of it was even on my radar. I didn't care. And that's as the 60s, 70s stuff. There was some stuff going on, wasn't there? But I didn't really care at all. And today, it's a little more important to me, I guess, because it's gets under my skin, and there's religious division going on. We haven't kept you terribly up to date, but there are those who have taken the United Methodist Churches who have now separated, disenfranchised away. So some have split apart over issues in the church and have formed another denomination. It just tickles me that if you want to be Christian, you got to decide amongst some thousand different denominations and groups and splits and sects. And one in Christ, there might be a little bit of irony there. But I put on this armor because I'm not sure how this other person's going to think. You know, I can get a lot. Sometimes I run into somebody in the hardware store. We're talking hardware and we're talking this and that. But we're very careful not to talk about anything that we might disagree over. There are walls and barriers up there. I don't want to get involved with it. But I have found, too, that I, in that armor, I'm like David. I can barely move. It's so heavy and so thick and so encompassing. I guess I'm safe within it, but I can't move. And God calls us to move. Don't misunderstand that. God calls us, if we are faithful, to go and to do and to love. So I'm kind of wondering, as Jesus was out in the wilderness and he faced his temptations, one of the temptations that I might be facing is how I put up armor, separating myself from other people. Other people that used to be friends, even callers, high school people that I used to know, that they're certainly on the other side of the fence on this, that, or the other. And so I've unfriended them and unliked them. Putting up walls. How many of you watched any part of the Super Bowl? You know, the yearly baseball game. There were some commercials there. I watch for the commercials. And there were some commercials that kind of startled me. They were showing Christians doing amazing things. And I thought, this is a Christian commercial calling us to be faithful Christians and showing Christianity as doing the right things about the right things in right places. And I had to blink a couple of times, and then I thought, maybe I need to put my armor up. Maybe this is somebody that I don't agree with that's putting this up here. And I might have to say that I don't like it because it's the wrong group. And some on the extreme left of the religious perspective did that. They said, one of the people that's contributing to this is an ultra-conservative. But the message was there. And it was authentic. Some on the extreme right rejected it also because it showed people of different races, classes, and gender expressions having their feet washed, including a woman outside a family planning clinic. You must be doing right, something right, if the extreme left and the extreme right both disagree. Because we come together in Christ. Christ is in the center, Christ is in the middle, and Christ is with us. So my armor was up, and I had to kind of think about that, and I had to unpack that. And then I remembered something important that Jesus told his disciples one day. They were worried. They were out in the world doing ministry and going about stuff, and there was some fella out there, and he was preaching about the same sort of thing. And they said, Master, this man, he's out there sharing your words, and he's not one of us. Whoever is not against us is for us. Thank you, Mark. Amen. Whoever is not against us is for us. There are lots of walls we can put up. There are lots of ways we can divide ourselves. There are lots of ways that we can differentiate and say, no, I can't agree with that person. But we can agree with them on some things, and that's more important than the things we disagree about. So this is the first Sunday of Lent. This is Valentine's Sunday. Happy Valentine's. God's Valentine and Jesus Christ. Celebrations. And the beginning of that introspection, that time to look, go into the wilderness and say, what are my temptations that might distract me from being a faithful Christian? What are my temptations to sin? And what are my temptations to put up walls around myself and separate myself from others, perhaps? Gird our loins, put on your armor, prepare ourselves for the Christian battle. That's okay, but not against brothers and sisters that we love together. Amen? Amen. All right, I think we have a hymn coming up. Barbara, any idea what it is? I don't have my, here it is. Baptized in water. How appropriate. You'd think I had that all figured out. Let's stand up and sing.
sealed by the Spirit, dead in the tomb where Christ our King, one with his rising, freed and forgiven, thankfully now God brings. In water, sealed by the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ our King, born of one Father, we are his children, joyful now.
All right, extra credit for anybody who can name the melody or the other song that that melody goes to. Morning has broken, amen. Give yourself a little star there. Morning has broken. The love of Christ is broken. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, share that. Gird yourselves, but open yourselves to one another in the love of Christ, and the love of one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said,
amen. Amen.